I wish I could float away on a cloud. Jesus did, you know. The disciples saw him go to heaven in a cloud.
Yeah, and he's coming back for his followers. But will you be ready? Do you know what fog is made out of? If not, stay tuned to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. The other day when I was driving to church, it was so foggy I could hardly see 10 feet in front of me. But did you know that fog is really just a cloud that's on the ground? So when you're in the fog, you're actually in a cloud. If you're a Christian, you'll meet Jesus in a different kind of cloud, though, one that's up in the sky. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, "We will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Our story today is called Western Adventure, Part 1. Allie, Mara, and Colin fastened their seatbelts on the plane. They were on their way to visit their grandparents in South Dakota. Allie was glad she had a window seat. She didn't want to miss a thing on what they called their Western Adventure. The kids squealed as the plane roared down the runway. When they were airborne, they looked down and saw the rivers and highways winding through the countryside like ribbons. "Oh, look at the clouds," said Mara. "They looked so fluffy and soft." Allie giggled. "We can pretend we're fairy princesses floating around the sky on a cloud." "That's silly," said Colin. "You can't float on clouds. They wouldn't hold you up at all. If you got on one, you'd fall right through it." As he spoke, the plane flew into a cloud. "See," he said, "we're going through one now." "It would be cool to reach out and touch one," said Mara. "You can when it's foggy," Colin told her. "We learned in science that fog is a cloud in contact with the ground, so touching one is no big deal." "Well, floating on one would be," said Allie. She tossed her head. "And I can pretend if I want to," she added when she saw that Colin was about to argue. "Besides, I know somebody who went up in the clouds."
"You do not," said Colin.
"Yes, I do," Allie insisted, "and so do you. In church not long ago, Pastor Irvin read about how Jesus went back to heaven on a cloud." "Well, sort of. The Bible says the disciples saw a cloud take him out of their sight, remember? And he's coming back the same way someday. Pastor Irvin read the verses that talk about that too."
"I remember," said Colin. "When Jesus comes back, Christians who have died will rise from the grave first."
Mara smiled. "Yeah, and then those who are still alive will rise too. It says we'll be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and we'll live with him forever." Allie grinned at her brother. "And that," she said, "will be even better than floating around on a cloud." So what about you? Will you be among those who meet Jesus in the clouds when he returns? There's only one way to make sure you're ready for that day, and that's to trust Jesus as your Savior and receive his gift of salvation. For more information on what it means to trust Jesus as your Savior, just go to keysforkids.org/salvation. Then you can look forward to the day when he returns and you'll live with him forever. Our key verse is 1 Thessalonians 4:17.
"We will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever."
And our key thought for the day, be ready to meet the Lord.
Hey, Zach, how does God give us talent?
Hi, Hudson. God gives us talent in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's something that you're naturally gifted to do, like drawing or singing. Other times it's something you might be very interested in, but it takes some time to get better, like playing an instrument or fixing things. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.